540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. It's still a wasteland of mud at the Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert. Tens of thousands were forced to shelter in place after heavy storms closed the only road leading out. But Corrine Valdovinos from Minneapolis says everyone's taking it in stride.
This is meant to be unpredictable, and that's exactly what we got.
CBS's Haley Ott reports on what's next.
Justin Schumann has been in the desert for 11 days.
What I have seen personally is resilience. I've seen a huge amount of people coming together. I have seen strangers hugging strangers. I have seen people gifting things to others.
The weather is expected to clear today, allowing organizers to open the gates for departures, marking the end for some of a stay in the desert they'll surely never forget.
A manhunt is underway for a convicted murderer who escaped from a Pennsylvania prison. KYW-TV's Kim Hudson is in Chester County.
The longer Cavalcante is at large, the farther the worry spreads. Stephanie and Patrick Morris are checking over their Broomall home every night.
I'm making sure the windows and doors are locked and closed, especially on the first floor.
The presidents of Russia and Turkey are meeting right now about a potential agreement for Russia to allow Ukraine to export grain. Correspondent Cammy McCormick with the details.
Even as the talks were set to get underway, Russia launched strikes against a port in Ukraine used to export grain. At issue in these talks is a Russian insistence that a parallel deal removing obstacles from its exports be lifted. Even though it has shipped record amounts of wheat since last year, still a lot is riding on this meeting for the world food supply.
Iran is slowing its enrichment of uranium, according to a new report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog seen by the Associated Press. The country is currently negotiating a prisoner swap with the U.S. and the release of billions in assets. The slowdown could indicate efforts to lower tensions. The SpaceX capsule splashed down in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Florida, captured by NASA TV.
Dragon splashed down. We are in water, Dragon.
Copy splashdown, and we see main chutes cut.
Four astronauts are safely back home after spending 6 months aboard the International Space Station. Hurricane Idalia has brought flocks of flamingos north, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez explains.
Bird watchers and ornithologists report more than 150 pink flamingo sightings in Alabama, the Carolinas, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. The American Birding Association says it's not unusual for flamingos to be caught up in hurricanes and dropped elsewhere, but
this is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee. Only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Saying to you, welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Thursday, August 31st, National Eat Outside Day, National Trail Mix Day, National Cabernet Day. Nothing from Kristen
all
on that one?
All of those go together,
all
don't
of those.
They?
Okay, all right. National Zoo Awareness Day. I think we already covered that last hour. National Distance Learning Day. And here's one. National Matchmaker Day. Kristen and Aaron, have you ever been a matchmaker for somebody else? Or were you part of a matchmaking setup? Getting blank stares
not
from both.
Really?
I don't think so.
But okay. In a way, I was part of a matchmaking effort in college, and they are getting married in November. So, October.
Okay.
So it ended up.
What is a matchmaking effort?
I just mean that one of my friends is a Marine, and he was off at boot camp, and one of my other friends introduced her friend Danielle to us. So McKinley comes back from boot camp and meets Danielle, and that first night, everyone else is like, "Okay, they need a date." And so we just tried to engineer situations where they would see each other more often and stuff like that. So it was not really, we didn't like introduce them like, "Hey, you should date." It was, we saw them together and thought, "All right, let's make this happen."
It was much more passive aggressive. It was much more like, we'll just set up the circumstances. We'll just, you know, we'll treat them like our little puppets. We won't actually say to them, "You should date." We're just going to interfere in your lives until you get together. I like that.
It worked.
That's very sneaky. Well, in my case, Sherry and I were not part of a matchmaker thing, but it was an accidental thing that led us to meet. It was at a bar on Water Street in Eau Claire here, go figure. And it was a guy that I knew in college who said, I mean, I didn't know him that well, but he was like, "Hey, you want to go to Water Street?" "Yeah, sure, let's go down." And Sherry had a friend of hers saying, "Hey, I'm dating this guy, but you know, would you mind coming along with me anyway?" And Sherry said, "Okay, we'll go down." And so I go down with my friend, and Sherry goes down with her friend, who are, I guess, had just started dating. And we meet at this bar. So we weren't like set up to be set up, but that couple broke up right in front of us.
Oh,
like they're talking, and it's clear they both must have been thinking the same thing. Like, "I'm going to bring a friend because this isn't working out." And I think both friends thought maybe we were going to accompany them out, but we were talking. We were having this really nice conversation, and so we like kept talking. We watched our friends just kind of like have a little mini argument and then leave, and we were both kind of sitting there like, "So what was your name again?" And we just kept talking and talking, and we talked till bar time and really hit it off well. And that all happened 40 years ago this weekend. It was Labor Day Saturday. We'll mark 40 years since our accidental matchmaking.
Well, congratulations. And
well, thank you.
Yeah, life is funny that way. That's for sure.
It is. You know, that's how it works. Is, you know, when you're not looking for somebody necessarily is when you're going to meet somebody. I mean, there's different circumstances for everybody, but there's my matchmaker story with a nice round number attached to it. So Anybody else know? Did I win the story contest this hour? Okay, I'm going to take that one. All right.
You won in many ways with that story.
I think so. Coming up this hour, just be you. Because, look, there's a lot of ugly pushback out there these days over notions of inclusivity, diversity, and acceptance. But it's only because something stronger is doing some pushing of its own. And that's the right to be yourself. Sometimes people need guidance in getting to where they think they belong versus, say, what they were assigned at birth. And so we're going to talk to a family practice physician in Green Bay about gender-affirming care that, Kristen, you introduced us to. We had to pre-tape the conversation because of her busy schedule, but we learned quite a bit from her, don't we?
Oh, yeah. She provides a service that is not very readily available in this part of the country. And she does it because she's a family medicine doc. She can provide a wide variety of different types of care. And so she can provide preventive care. She can provide hormone therapy. One of the things that I learned from this conversation is that different people are at different places with regards to their gender. This isn't just, you know, people go in to have surgery to change their bodies. They go in to seek resources to help them feel like themselves, Pat, exactly what you were just saying.
Yeah. And so Melissa Hitty is her name, and we learned a lot. And so we're looking forward to talking to her coming up down at the bottom of the hour. So that particular segment we've taped ahead of time. But for everything else that we're doing here, if you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You can email us radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Or if you're watching the live video feed of this radio show on one of several different Facebook pages, you can put a comment up there and we will put that up on screen if we see it and want to share it with the audience. As well, keep in mind that you can go to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, and that's where you can listen to back to past shows. Each hour is listed as a different episode, and then we bundle them together. It's all about the bundling. We bundle them as a podcast, and you can subscribe to the podcast as well, or you can listen on the Civic Media app, which is amazingly useful. And will be so again this weekend for things like high school football games and for Badger football, because some of the stations have multiple streams right there on the app that enable you to listen either to our regular programming or to a sports event that's going on right there. All right, we'll take a break right here, and then we'll get our full weatherology forecast. It's still a little brisk out there in Wisconsin, but that is going to change in a hurry with the 90s, the mid-90s, making a big comeback just in time for the holiday weekend. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this beautiful Thursday morning, if you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summer Fest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee. Only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app. Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So as I mentioned before, this is Glenn Tilbrook, the guitarist and lead singer for Squeeze, born in London on this day in 1957. So happy 66th birthday to Glenn Tilbrook. Also, as mentioned previously, we have one hot, hot weekend coming up just in time for the Labor Day holiday. And so here with the latest details on when that transition is going to happen, we head over to Jennifer Vucicki from Weatherology to tell us all about it. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
So how hot is it going to get?
It's going to get really hot, especially once we get to the weekend ahead. So sunny skies and slightly warmer overall here for today as a warm front begins to push through. Mid to upper 70s for most, a little cooler around Lake Michigan. Warmer for your Friday tomorrow with that system coming in. Low to mid 80s across the board with sunny skies. Continuing to warm for the Labor Day weekend ahead. Sunny skies both days. A little warm, a little all over the place as far as temperatures are concerned for Saturday. Looks like mid 90s around Amory, Baldwin, and Richland Center. Upper 80s to low 90s around Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, and for extreme southern Wisconsin, our coolest spot around Oshkosh with highs in the mid 80s. Sunday, everyone gets into the 90s, primarily the mid to upper 90s, so really hot one coming in. Then high pressure settles into control to start out the new week on Labor Day. Still sunny skies expected for the holiday with highs primarily in the mid to low 90s.
And yet, you look this morning, and right now it is 49 degrees up here on Lake Wissota. It's 45 in Wisconsin Rapids. It's 43 right now in Hayward. I didn't even have time to check the Ashland temperature. It's going to be a faint memory before too long, isn't it, Jennifer?
It really is, yeah. I mean, there's going to be a significant difference from today to the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of us are very much looking forward to it, and then we can make the move into fall. Jennifer, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
There's Jennifer from Weatherology. Bear with me here, because I actually do want to see where would the chilly spot be in the state right now. And I'm just guessing that it's going to be Ashland up there on the lake, but, you know.
Always a good guess.
It's always, yeah, I've been wrong before. No, not Ashland, Kentucky. Apparently, again, things just aren't working. Nope, 43 there as well in Ashland. So
I've noticed that as I've driven to Hibbing, I take 53, so I drive that route. And mm-hmm. when you get close to Superior, all of a sudden the temperature just nosedives.
Yes, yeah, it's like you get over that little continental divide and you're in the bowl, and uh-huh. boom, it just goes from there. You know, we talked to Dan Schumacher on Friday mornings, and you know, he took a new job up in Ashland not that long ago, and yeah, it's fun to watch whenever somebody moves to a new town and they get to notice some of the new things, like the things that you noticed in Arizona over the summer. Mm-hmm. And for him to notice that it's a lot cooler, you know, up there on the lake, on the big lake, in the mornings, but in a nice way during the summer.
Absolutely. And can I tell you something really interesting that I saw in Arizona earlier this week?
Sure.
I went on a tour of the Hopi Reservation with a Hopi gentleman. It was fantastic. And I got to see things that white people don't typically get to see because I had a host. Mm-hmm. And we went to this town that is the oldest continuously inhabited city town in the country, called Old Oraibi. And this is a place where the houses are made of sandstone. They're held together with mud. By our standards, they almost don't even look inhabited. They're very quiet and they're kind of sparse. And they had solar panels. I mean, it was so unexpected. Brand new solar panels. And in talking with some of the leaders, they recently dug a well. In this part of the country, they don't have running water in these homes. They have to go get their water and mm-hmm. bring it in giant containers. So they have a well now for the first time ever. And all of this is because of President Biden's CARES Act.
Oh, sure. I mean, mm-hmm. we've talked about the CARES Act and the American Rescue Plan and the Inflation mm-hmm. Reduction Act. And every one of these things you know, you get Republicans going, oh, so much spending. And I think all the rest of us, and I think the folks with the Hopi Nation would agree, it's like, no, here's that overdue investment that we were finally, you know, we've all been paying taxes. And yet, you know, instead of maybe shifting it to tax cuts for the rich, maybe you do some things for ordinary Americans, like enable us to have clean water. Yeah. Seems crazy, but hey, these things are happening. Broadband expansion is happening. Again, because of the investments being made with our tax dollars, and on the list goes, which makes it in my mind still a little odd that, you know, the president does not have the poll numbers that maybe other people think that he should. But there's also, like I said, a lot of time between now and November of 2024 to get the message out about what's been going right versus, you know, again, years and years of neglect of, you know, of the middle class and of the people who pay taxes.
Mm-hmm. Things that we take for granted. I mean, broadband, you know, we talk about it a lot, mm-hmm. a lot of lip service. Yep. The Democrats have really come through when it comes to funding broadband and getting it implemented. And it's crazy to me to see members of the GOP taking credit for it. Yeah. I mean, you voted against this. Mm-hmm. You don't get to climb a cell tower and talk about how great it is to have broadband. This was not your thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where you're going to see a lot more of that from President Biden on down to people calling people out, basically, probably calling them out at the ribbon cuttings and things mm-hmm. like that, going, oh, it's nice of you to be here for this thing that you voted against, you know, but that you're trying to take credit for. I think that's going to be. That's going to be a regular feature of the next 14 months or so here. Hey, before I forget, give you the Brewers update that the Brewers lost again to the Chicago Cubs 3-2 on Wednesday afternoon. And so the Cubs take 2 out of 3 from the Brewers. Brewers still have a lead over the Cubs in the Central Division, a 3-game lead now. And it was entirely a fluke that led to the loss. Cody Bellinger hit an infield single. It should have just gone right to shortstop to throw the runner out and send the game tied into the ninth inning. But instead it ricocheted off the ankle of Brewers relief pitcher Yoel Piamps and trickled over to third base. The runner Bellinger beat out the throw. Mike Tauschman scored from third, and that was the difference as the Cubs beat the Brewers 3-2. So now the Brewers will be at American Family Field this weekend to play the Philadelphia Phillies. We'd been hoping to give away tickets in our last hour to it. We asked what I thought was a pretty easy enough to guess question: how many Milwaukee Brewers have won a league batting title? And the answer is one, Christian Yelich. He's won it twice in 2018 and in 2019, but just one Brewer. And in fact, Kristen, if you'll indulge me, I'm going to go find there's a little bit of sports trivia involved here. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. It was that Robin Yount didn't win a batting title. He, in 1982, he fell short by a single point. He had a .331 batting average while Willie Wilson had .332. Paul Molitor came in second in 1987, and that was with a franchise high batting average of .353. But Wade Boggs had hit .363 that year. Cecil Cooper finished just short to George Brett in 1980. And Ryan Braun fell just short in 2011. So Christian Yelich, the only American or National League batting champion, or league batting champion, I should say, in Brewers history. So now we're going to come up with something else for tomorrow, and we're going to make it 4 tickets to give away.
I love how you talked about Robin Yount and Paul Molitor and Cecil Cooper. They were all on the same team, remember? Yes, back yes. in the day? Oh, yeah. Glory yep. days.
Those were good times. And look, you've got a crew now that yep, maybe isn't as... Nobody's ever as legendary in the moment, but who knows how we're going to look back on some of these teams that, mm-hmm. you know, have made the playoffs in the past and may again this year. I mean, even if at the end of the season they say they narrowly fall behind the Cubs or the Reds in the division, they will still very much be in the wild card hunt. So there's a very good chance that we, you know, see this team going into the postseason. Again, different things could happen, but we'll try not to think about those things. We're going to have happy thoughts, happy positive thoughts, right?
Fingers crossed.
From now till then. One more sports note. Badger football does kick off this Saturday. Ignore what Kristen's talking about going to the Gopher game tonight. Let's talk about the Badgers.
Yeah.
They play Saturday afternoon, 2:30. And you can hear those games across several Civic Media stations, WRJN in Racine. That's 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM. There's WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. There's WLAK in Amory, 1260 AM. And then WRCE, Richland Center, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. And Badger football can be streamed wherever you are on the Civic Media app. So get that app downloaded and listen to some sports over the weekend. And then when you're back here Monday morning, we'll find out, you know, whether you actually made it into the Gopher football game or if you went to go see Duran over at the state fairgrounds. That thing's not called TCF Bank anymore where the Gophers play, right? It's got a different name.
Huntington Bank now.
Huntington Bank?
I don't name it, Pat. I just go there.
I'm just saying. It's, you know, all the time these changes. Miller Park becomes American Family Field. You know, used to know where you were going. Now you're just going to, you know, the Brewers game or the Gophers game, and you'll have to get out there. I'm looking forward to hearing all about it here.
But Lambeau will always be Lambeau.
Lambeau will always be Lambeau. Yes. Some things, they reach a legendary status that way. So a new thing to get your thoughts about, and that is the ongoing, I don't know how else to put it, whining by the conservative justices on the state Supreme Court about the progressive justices who are now in the majority. And it seems to me their biggest problem is that they can't count to four because there's four progressive justices who can do things that used to be done by four or five conservative justices. And that seems to be their big thing. And yet they're getting help by Republican legislators who are making noise about potentially impeaching Janet Protasiewicz, which strikes me as nothing more than trying to, again, overturn the results of an election, which, again, sounds pretty typical for what we're getting from the Republicans these days, is if you don't like an election, try to overturn it.
Remind me what the margin was on that election. Like, 11. Was it a squeaker?
Not even close. It was an 11-point victory for Janet Protasiewicz, who did say that the current maps are rigged. And here's why she said it. It's true. It's been borne out over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And
can we talk about this? Like, I think it's good to share your, like, we all have opinions. So she is sharing her personal opinion, which is based in fact. And I think that's very reasonable. She's a human who lives on the earth.
Not to mention that plenty of Republican legislators have bragged about the condition of the maps. And look, one of our own here at Civic Media, Todd Alba, was in the room as a Republican staffer when they were bragging about how, you know, those new maps in 2011 were going to lock in a majority because they knew they were gerrymandered. So, yeah, the jig is finally up. And so to act as if you're going to again try to nullify the results of an election, I guess, let me put it this way, folks, I dare you. Go for that. See how that strategy works with the voters. I don't think it's going to work out well for you. That's just my guess.
I'm with you.
I know. I know you got to run. We're going to do the taped interview for Hometown Health coming up next. So, hey, you have a wonderful time. Safe travels. We'll talk Monday morning.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Kristen and I are back with Hometown Health coming up right after this break, talking about gender-affirming care. You're up north.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The long journey home for tens of thousands of attendees at the Burning Man Festival in the desert in northwest Nevada is likely to begin today after rain swamped the area, closing off the only road. Corrine Valdovinos from Minneapolis is taking a fatalistic approach.
What can you do? Like, Mother Nature is always going to win. And here we are.
There's a manhunt underway in Pennsylvania for a prison escapee, KYWTV's Marcella Baietto.
Cavalcante was recently sentenced to life in prison for killing his former girlfriend. He is also wanted for murder in Brazil. Many residents say they're worried about how much longer the search will take.
A change for Ukraine's forces. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky threw an interpreter.
I have decided to replace the Minister of Defense of Ukraine. Alexei Reznikov has been through more than 550 days of full-scale war. I believe that the ministry needs new approaches.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The simple click of a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. But don't just take it from me.
As a nurse for the last 34 years, I've seen way too many people seriously hurt in crashes because they weren't wearing a seatbelt. Please protect yourself. Spare your family and emergency responders from needless trauma. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time.
A life-saving message sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Laborfest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee. Only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars.
And welcome back. It's time for Hometown Health on this Thursday. As always, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us with a guest and always a very interesting topic. And the topic this week is gender-affirming care. Dr. Lierley, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now let's talk about the subject today, and then we have a great family medicine doc from the Green Bay area that you're going to introduce, not just as a doc, but I like that your introduction refers to Dr. Melissa Hitty as Mom Packer Fan cross stitcher and provides transgender hormone therapy for some of your patients. That is a full business.
She does
card.
It all. Yes. Yeah, she does it all. So yeah, I wanted to bring Dr. Hitty on board because we've had many conversations. We care for a lot of the same patients and a lot of the same issues. And Dr. Hitty is really kind of a unicorn in the Green Bay area. She is an essential resource for lots of folks who live here. And it's just such a privilege to know her and to work with her. Welcome, Dr. Melissa Hitty.
Thank you. Good morning.
So why don't we start out by talking about doctors who provide these much needed services for transgender folks. And like I mentioned in the introduction, there just aren't a lot of people who offer this kind of care. How did this become part of your practice?
So the really short answer to that is really because there was a need. I came from a very, very small town. And when I went to college at Madison, sort of had my eyes opened, took a gender studies class. And then in our medical school, we actually had a class titled Healthcare in Diverse Communities. So had a small introduction to transgender medicine and what that could look like. When I got to residency, every year the outgoing residents graduate and they hand down all their patients to the incoming residents. And I had a patient that was assigned to me that was transgender, and I didn't want to not know what I was doing. So from there, I just started seeking out more education. I had a great mentor in my residency. I was able to get a lot of the education that I was looking for. And my residency program was very, very supportive and let me grow a little bit of this practice in my residency. And then I was just able to take that with me to where I am now in Green Bay and grow it more.
And that was the Appleton area, right?
Yeah, I was right in Appleton and was really fortunate to have some great, not only mentors, but just a ton of support, both with my colleagues and the clinic I was at. They not only said, oh, sure, you can do it, but said, hey, what do you need? And how can we help grow this and really make sure that our clinic is a safe space for these patients?
And now you're practicing in Green Bay, which is, fairly close to Appleton, although those of us who live in Green Bay and Appleton feel like it's a world apart sometimes. So where do your patients come from and how do they find you?
When I first started, I had a lot of patients follow me from Appleton. It's not that far. And as you mentioned, there's just not a lot of folks who feel really comfortable and confident providing complete gender affirming care. When I started here, we put it in all my marketing materials and we went to a few local events, but really a lot of my patients from the area that grew really via word of mouth. And then now I have patients that really are from across the state. I have patients from very far up north. I have patients from, Eau Claire, La Crosse. I have some patients that have moved to Milwaukee and Madison and keep me as their physician. I actually got licensed in Michigan solely so that I could help care for folks up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Because again, there's just not a lot of opportunities for these patients to get care without seeking out like an academic center or going to a place like Howard Brown in Chicago.
So for folks who are patients, let's go back a step. People who might become, prospective patients, they just need to talk to somebody. Does that talking to other people happen before they get to the stage of reaching out to you and making an appointment with you? Or is your first appointment sometimes a lot of, taking the patient's history and listening to them and then determining a path forward?
Yeah, it depends. Some patients come to me and I'm sort of the very last step in their pathway to maybe hormone therapy or further things. And I have a lot of patients who come to me just because they know we've created the safe space and we have a really welcoming and inclusive clinic. Because I'm a family doctor, I can take care of anybody. So whether it's regular checkups and routine healthcare, or whether it is talking about more specialized things like gender-affirming hormone therapy, we can take care of all of that right in my clinic. So I meet people at every single stage in this journey, from people who haven't quite figured everything out yet to people who have just been trying to find somebody to prescribe their medications and then finally stumble upon me.
We took a step back with that question, but let's take another step back because we didn't really define what gender affirming care is. Help us.
Yeah. So really at its roots, gender-affirming care is simply anything that helps affirm somebody's gender. So if somebody asks to use a preferred name or certainly using somebody's pronouns that they feel comfortable with, those are two very, very simple and what I often tell parents, completely reversible things that can be done. And there's a lot of evidence that shows using affirming language, so using a preferred name, using the right pronouns, is really, truly beneficial to patients' mental health and their overall well-being. What we see is gender-affirming care could simply be that, just language that we use, allowing people to be themselves, dress the way that they choose. I think a lot of people, when they think gender affirming care, they jump right to medications and hormones. But truly, a lot of it's just inclusive language and having an environment where people are allowed to be themselves. And then, of course, gender affirming care may, for some people, eventually include surgeries. But some people pursue that and some don't. So it's just this entire idea of being welcoming, inclusive, mirroring the language that a person is using themselves to help them really feel their best and feel their most confident.
It's good to know that we can now talk about this as essentially a spectrum or an arc, if you will, that once upon a time it was just sex change, or it was, you know, they're a cross dresser or whatever. But in each stage, it's affirming somebody's gender, and not everybody takes it, you know, to the point of surgery. Like you said, sometimes it's just the verbal recognition. In other ways, it might be, you know, wardrobe, it might be hormones, things like that. So you have these discussions with a patient or a prospective patient. And so what in your office, obviously you said if it's surgery, you move on to another area, another specialty, but what are some of the other kinds of things that happen in terms of, you know, say hormone therapy?
Yeah. So in my clinic, when somebody comes to see me, a lot of times we talk about steps of readiness. So for my patients, if they're planning to move toward hormone therapy, first, what we want to see is we want to see that very clear diagnosis of gender dysphoria. So gender dysphoria is a very persistent, you know, so well over 6 months of feeling very strongly like the outside body, the body parts, the chromosomes that one was given don't match with who they are, and really wishing that they and others could see themselves as another gender. So once we've got that well-defined diagnosis, then a lot of patients will move forward with a social transition. So that may be trying to find the right name or trying to use pronouns that are the best fit. For some people, that's things like changing their clothing or their hairstyle. Sometimes for people that have breast tissue or chest tissue, that's wearing a binder to help flatten that so that their outward appearance isn't as overtly feminine and maybe looks a little bit more masculine. And there's truly a lot of things that people can do in their life that are kind of figuring this out. And again, finding what things make me feel my best, and maybe which things aren't a good fit. So that part of things often people have been figuring out for a long time before they come to see me. In my office, like you said, we get a really complete history. So usually our visits are pretty long. In the world of primary care, I often will take 45 to 60 minutes with a patient, our first meeting, and I really just want to hear their whole story. I want to make sure that from a physical standpoint, they're overall healthy, making sure, you know, maybe we have some high blood pressure we need to get under control, or maybe we have some headaches we need to work on. And then really the last step before we talk about hormones is making sure that mental health is steady. So that doesn't mean people can't have depression or anxiety, because obviously we see really high rates of mental health diagnoses and conditions in people that are gender diverse. But what it means is I want people to have a stable mental health, that maybe their medications have been consistent for a while, they've been following their treatment plan, we don't have any active suicidal thoughts, it's been a long time since we've self-harmed. For a lot of people, that means having a counselor, maybe a psychiatrist. And truly for a lot of people, it just means having people, right? Safe people, whether that's family or friends or a found family, knowing that they have support so that as they're going through this journey, when there's little ups and downs, we know we've got a good safety net for that. And then from there, that's where, if we've met all those milestones, a lot of people are ready to start talking about hormone therapy and what that can do to help their body better align with who they truly are.
This is a long process that starts with a history and goes through all of the things that you just talked about. So have you encountered a situation where someone wants to change their gender in order to participate in sports as a differently gendered person? Just out of curiosity, because we hear a lot about that in politics and in political speech.
So I can confidently tell you of the thousands of patients that I care for, I have had absolutely zero who have chosen to change their gender, right? Because gender is written, it's rooted in the brain. And I certainly haven't had any who've wanted to change their gender for some ulterior motive or some outside gain. There are very exceedingly rare exceptions where somebody may have symptoms that kind of look like gender dysphoria, but there's something else. And that's where working with me, working with the team, working with a lot of folks in the area who take care for a lot of gender diverse patients can help guide those folks. But this is just who people are. Just as somebody's written either left-handed or right-handed, gender's written in the brain. So I think one of the best analogies I've ever heard is if you're left-handed, right, and there's a small percentage of the population who are, imagine being forced to use your right hand your whole life, being told you're right-handed, not being allowed to use your left hand or only being able to do it in secret. And just imagine one day being finally able to use your truly dominant hand, to actually use it and actually be confident in that. So similar to handedness, gender, you know, we can play along and we can maybe get kind of good at using the wrong hand for a while, but we just can't unwrite that. So this isn't people in a dress trying to sneak into a bathroom. This isn't people trying to gain some advantage in sports. These are just people who are trying to go about their day, go about their life, go about their job, but just feel their best.
Sounds good. And if people want more information, if they're looking for more assistance, what other kinds of things could people do if they want more answers?
So in Wisconsin, the ForgeWisconsin.org has a great set of resources for folks who are looking maybe for a doctor, but other resources in Wisconsin. So we have folks that have a hair salon who can help maybe teach people how to shave or do their hair in a certain way if maybe they didn't learn that when they were younger. We have local tattoo artists who can help with chest or nipple tattooing after chest surgeries. There's just a huge array. In the Green Bay area, there's a couple of wonderful support groups. Diverse and Resilient is one that we have a lot of patients get some wonderful support from. And then, unfortunately, this is somewhat political and there's a lot of legal aspects to this. So we use the Trans Law Help website and the Trans Law Wisconsin website a lot to help with things like name changes and gender marker changes, but also with things like what to do if you were discriminated against with housing or with a job, and what resources are out there.
Very good. Dr. Melissa Hitty, thank you so much. Kristen, thanks again for helping introduce us to the topic here on Up North News Radio. Hope you have a great day. And I should note that in that interview that we taped ahead of time with the doctors there, that right before that, I said to Kristen, see you on Monday. No, we won't. Monday's Labor Day. And we'll talk more about Labor Day weekend with Luke Mathers coming up in just a minute. You're up north.
Hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Laborfest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 92. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 72. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs around 92. Low 80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Upper 60s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I thought this was the Letterman, but I was wrong. Was it The Happenings? I think it's the name of the group. I was sure it was The Letterman, and I ended up with some other terrible song about September. And this is the one I was looking for, because this is it for August, Luke. It's going to be September tomorrow.
Come on.
You got a sweatshirt on already.
It's cool down here when I woke
up
this morning.
What are you talking about? Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there.
You have your robe in the studio, Aaron?
No, just a little towel. It's like a dish towel. Could we please fix that?
You miss a lot when you don't get here at 5:45, but maybe that's for the best.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a cool morning. I slept with the house open last night, so I was just a little cooler this morning myself. So, yeah, I'm repping Door County.
The Door County sweatshirt there. Yeah.
So,
it has been. It's been very chilly, but it's going to be a hot, hot weekend. Yes. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going up to Door County.
Door County.
That's where I'll be. This Labor Day weekend, it's a family tradition, so we go up there, the entire extended family on my mom's side, we go up to the same campsite every year, so it'll be a great time. Looking forward to it. Hopefully it's not 90 degrees while I'm sleeping in a tent, but, you know, if it is, it is.
Not while you're sleeping, but still. So this is all on your side, and you're newly married, so will your bride come along? Is she aware of this? Is she aware of it and saying,
she's
you go do your thing?
Oh, No. She's been coming every year for better part of 7-8 years now. It's been a while. So
this woman has stuck around with you for 7-8 years now?
It'll be 10 years come next March, but she didn't come to Door County every single year. So
I would be impressed with the 10 years, except that you heard my story earlier about, Sherry and I marked 40 years this weekend. So you got a little ways to go. But on the other hand, once you get to 40, you also never have to have an alarm set at 4 a.m. because you're always waking up that early to pee anyway. So enjoy your youth, young man, while you've got it.
Well, see, I got the dog helps me stick on the morning schedule, because even on an off day, I get to still be up, because he's like, hey, I don't know what the difference between a Monday and a Saturday is.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just going to do that jingle thing on my collar, till you wake up and take me out. Or if they really need to get you going, you know what the dogs do then? They go...
No, he does a low, he talks.
There's
like a little
nothing that wakes you up. Nothing wakes you up like a dog that you think is about to vomit. You hear that, and you're just like,
never happened before, but Remy's a pretty good boy. He doesn't throw up anywhere. Like he eats his food. He doesn't get into things that would cause him to throw up. So his thing, he'll come and he just does a little low growl. So it's just, and that's all he does.
Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel.
Hey, so man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
So for the holiday weekend, I know we've got Badger football. We've talked about all the stations across the Civic Media Network where that can be heard. I would imagine there's going to be a Cripes cast or two, perhaps.
Yes, should be at least one at noon on both Saturday and Sunday. Aaron's got the details on that one today, because I haven't received them yet.
Yes, this weekend's Cripes cast is a little different from normal. Normally he has some guests, but this time, doing the Cripes cast for a while, he's built up a lot of listener questions. So he has a Q&A.
Oh, a mailbag edition.
Yeah, learn some stuff about about the Midwest, which we already know, but get his perspective, some stuff about birding, fishing, all the good stuff.
There we go.
Birding.
Yeah, speaking of birding, Bird on a Wire is also new this weekend. So across WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha, you can listen to Bird on the Wire with host Luann Bird. She's sitting down for a conversation with her siblings, Mike, John, Phil, and Joe, who all served in the military. So a military-themed edition of Bird on the Wire, service edition for this Labor Day weekend.
Wait, so she gets to talk to her siblings on the radio. Charlie Behrens has made a great franchise out of talking to his siblings on the radio. My two younger sisters would not give me the time of day if I asked them to sit. They'd say, are you nuts?
You could float the idea of this Labor Day weekend. Come on. You just ask. You never know until you ask.
No, the person who would do it would be my mom. But again, we would put the radio station license in jeopardy because she's taught my granddaughters my daughters and my grandkids just too many bad words. But God love her for it. You know that one of us has to respect the red light when it's on, man. If you're on TV or radio, respect the red light.
Yes.
Her, not so much. She'll blow right through that thing.
Not everybody's trained for the broadcast world, Pat.
No, they most definitely are not. All right. So we didn't get to talk about high school sports very much, but needless to say, high school football season is well underway and full gear on many of these civic media stations.
Yeah. Full swing for the high school sports. No other place but bigger doing more high school sports here on the Civic Media Network than Bull Falls Radio. Chad Holmes with the big high school sports show on Wednesday evenings and covering like three different concurrent streams all at once. Like, I don't know how Chad does it sometimes. I am always impressed with the work that Chad and the team at Bull Falls Radio is doing when it comes to high school sports coverage. But we've got excellent high school sports through Richland Center, Waukesha, Wisconsin Rapids. Like, it is everywhere. We've got high school sports coverage, so you can check out the Civic Media website to see more about all of that coverage.
He's the red zone. That's what it is.
Oh, that's Aaron, a great comparison. I haven't even thought of that yet.
Our walk-up music for Chad Holmes has been, you know, the old Johnny Cash tune, I've Been Everywhere, because he goes all over the place doing these football games.
Right.
We got to get the theme song to the red zone. It's like this big orchestral thing, like, da-da-da-da, because him. He's like the red zone of high school football in Wisconsin.
I think we'll have to do that, yeah.
Scott Hansen and the NFL Network might be a little upset with you, but we could try to do it.
Five seconds. Little tease.
You know? Yeah, little sample.
Or maybe I can record an off-brand version.
Just play it with a kazoo.
There you go. You got the drums and the bass from your Green Day.
I'm not sure that this is going to work after all. I'd like to pull back this plan. Let's cut this part out in post-production. We're live.
He's going to work on it all Labor Day weekend, and it'll be perfect next week when Chad joins you next week.
All right. Well, look, now that I've got an extra moment here, I very rarely get to do this. There are so many things going on across the Civic Media Radio Network at 8 o'clock in the morning. And so I'm just going to go through all of them, and either one of you can interrupt and say something about them. But depending on where you're listening, and Luke will correct me if I get any of these wrong. It's like a pop quiz. Earl Ingram is coming up next in Waukesha, Green Bay, and Racine. Stu Daniels in the Chippewa Valley, La Crosse, Hayward, and Oshkosh. Chad Holmes in Wausau, Stephanie Miller in Madison, James Jay and the gang in Wisconsin Rapids, and they are all followed by Kristen Bry in As Goes Wisconsin. How, as an executive producer, Mr. Mathers, do you possibly juggle all of this quality talent in one time block?
I just help with the production side of things. We've got an excellent team here at Civic Media working out on the programming side. It has been a very great last year. Looking forward to all of the new additions to the team to help continue expanding local programming here in the state of Wisconsin. And yeah, we're going to have a little special Labor Day broadcast as well for individuals on Monday. 8 to 11 a.m., the Earl Ingram Show is going to be live from Labor Fest. So a little extended bonus Earl on the Labor Day holiday that you can tune into on Monday.
Look at you. All right. Such a good company, man. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Talk to you later. We'll see the rest of you all here tomorrow on Friday morning, where it'll be another beautiful day up north. See you then.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.